Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid. And now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, and thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Om Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face, which during today's show will have us looking at how lower ego flexibility, often feeling like one owns the truth, and how it can cause difficulty in a person's ability to grow the quality of their mind while making a deeper connection to both human and divine truth. This is a difficulty in which people have trouble bringing more truth into their mind, changing things that they already think to bring them into greater alignment with truth, and getting rid of things that they've been thinking because they've come to realize they aren't true. This is also a difficulty in which people have trouble looking at their thoughts, their beliefs, values, and attitudes in order to see if they need to grow them towards truth. People with lower ego flexibility energy often have difficulty telling the difference between faulty beliefs and truth, facts from fiction, and fantasy from reality, because they only want to know what they already know, regardless of whether it's right or wrong. But before we go deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may be at times led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy, affecting relationships with our family, friends, and coworkers, which could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy impacting our efforts to achieve, to use our potential, and to experience a sense of meaning connected to our life's work. Ego stupidity affecting our ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in our life, often leading to their managing us rather than our managing them. Ego stupidity making it difficult to grow our mind with truth, the focus of today's program, while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, with many acquired nowadays from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV, masquerading as truth, and often suggesting that truth doesn't matter anymore, which is the foundation for chaos in one's personal life and society. Ego stupidity making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading us into unnecessary anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting our spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, life, and energy God is in our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things aren't going as well as you'd like in any of these areas, you've come to the right place. Because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, or the absence of spirituality, or mental instability, and has a lot more to do with our ego energy, serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your relationships and lives and experiences have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my website, books, and shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, thank you for tuning into It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio. During our program today, we'll continue focusing on being able to grow our minds with truth. You may have never thought about this, but you've taught me that our ability to be connected to truth, to reality, has a profound effect on the quality of life we are able to live, both individually and collectively as a society. The better connected our lives and values and attitudes are to reality, the greater the version of ourselves and the greater the version of life we can live, because they're connected to truth. We are designed by evolution and the wisdom of the ages to do best when we stand on truth as our foundation when living, even when it's initially painful to come to terms with. When Jesus said, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," he was speaking exactly to that. Now, many people may think because they have this wondrous tool called a brain, we all do that, that they only need to do is to let it do its thing and to bring us to truth within our thoughts and beliefs, that the brain is going to do that. But that is not how it works. The brain doesn't make distinctions for you involving belief and truth, fact from fiction, and fantasy from reality. As incredible a tool as it is, it can't do that. You must do that. You must take responsibility for growing your mind with human and divine truth. Unfortunately, it's not as simple as that, because our ego energy can get in the way of our taking that responsibility and effectively growing our mind. Our ego power, flexibility, and vulnerability can each get in the way, in their own way, of this happening. This show and the others focused on growing the quality of your mind are about showing you how we can do that and what you can do about it. How unhealthy, imbalanced ego energy can lead to creating and using faulty ideas, beliefs, values, and attitudes that lower the quality of our mind as we are gaining distance from human and divine truth. Distance from reality, which is lowering the quality of our mind. Before we go ahead, I want to answer some very important questions that you may have. These questions are, isn't truth relative? Isn't truth in the mind of the thinker of the truth? Isn't truth shaped by a lifetime of relationships, events, and experiences? Well, the answer to each of them is yes. But the degree of relativity is impacted by the amount of power, flexibility, and vulnerability in our ego energy. Our human truth becomes much more relative. It's far more individualized when the thinker of the truth is consumed with ego energy that is imbalanced or unhealthy in its power, flexibility, or vulnerability. It tends to be filled with more unhealthy and faulty beliefs, attitudes, and prejudices that are truth disconnected. On the other hand, human truth becomes much less relative and far more consensual across people when our ego energy is balanced and healthy in its power, flexibility, and vulnerability. And this is the case even though we may be coming from different life backgrounds and experiences. Our egoically healthy people tend to think in more similar, consensual, reality-connected ways about various matters, whether they're dealing with relationships or conflict or change or adversity or any of the other areas of life that I talk about that are important. And this doesn't mean that they're any smarter or more intelligent than those who are experiencing an imbalance in their ego energy. Now, turning to the focus of today's show, I'm going to take a look at the impact of lower ego flexibility on a person's ability to grow their mind. People with lower ego flexibility are very rigid and inflexible in their way of thinking about things. And they are often locked into their version of truth, represented in their beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices. And this is the truth that they can only see as being absolute, not real, not relative, and which they often feel they own. A lot of times they often want to live in a black and white world where things are often all right or all wrong. They often have difficulty understanding that life is often lived in the gray, that oftentimes there can be some ambiguity about what's going on. They are often only willing to know what they want to know and only listen to people when they do who are repeating what they know to them, which is serving to reinforce what they already think. For them, there is no reason to learn new things that they need to learn or change things that they know or get rid of things that aren't true. Because for them, this violates the fundamental notion that they already know the truth, and that people who know them well can recognize their closed-mindedness and stubbornness, even when they are faced with overwhelming facts in contrast to their truth. This may sound odd, but they'd rather stay wrong than learn to be right on an issue. Sound familiar? In the real world, you may want to apply this to a person's refusal to wear a mask, despite the findings, the overwhelming findings, that it can protect them and others. This can affect their ability to learn, that is, low ego flexibility, change what they already know, and to get rid of faulty thinking, all of which lowers the quality of their mind as it keeps them at a distance from truth. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Because millions of people experience these difficulties, with billions of people on the planet, and every one of them having an ego just like you and me. Some of these people are living in roles such as the authoritarian, the racist, and the religious extremist, amongst others that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you or a loved one is experiencing any of the symptoms, ego stupidity, and ego impact on spiritual wellness I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you, 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms which indicate if a lower ego flexibility voice is talking to and through you in your life. And here's the first one. You have a very difficult time recognizing the difference between beliefs and truth. People who are experiencing lower ego flexibility often do not know that there is a difference. And these are intelligent people, but they often treat beliefs as truth, thinking that they are very much the same thing, that there's really no daylight in between them. But there is, and there can often be a lot of daylight between the two. Here are a few questions to think about in looking at this particular symptom. Do you tend to assume that whatever you're thinking is true, just because you're thinking it? This is something that people with lower ego flexibility tend to do. Another question. Do you find it difficult to think about multiple perspectives on an idea or issue? You know, taking a look at it from different vantage points, maybe considering different ways of approaching something based on different considerations? And do you have difficulty questioning your thoughts or beliefs, values, and prejudices for signs of disconnection from truth? This is an issue that a lot of people with lower ego flexibility have because they think they already know the truth. There really isn't any reason to bring up any questions about the things represented as beliefs or values or attitudes that they're carrying around with them. So these are some of those questions for you to think about in regards to the symptom. Does any of them sound familiar? We're going to go on to the next symptom, which is that you're mainly interested in listening to people who will confirm what you think and will offer you validation. People with lower ego flexibility like to listen to people like them. You've probably heard that phrase, birds of a feather flock together. Well, this can be to the extreme that they tend to approach things as if the way I'm thinking about things is what I want to hear. I want to hear other people talk about things that I think and agree with me in some respects. So some of the questions to be thinking about in regards to this symptom, do you spend most of your time talking to the same people? People with lower flexibility like to talk to people who are like them. Do you enjoy the sense of affirmation you get from their agreement with you? It's almost like it makes you feel better about yourself to hear people who will chime in and agree with the way you look at things, how you value things, how you think about things. Do you watch the same media and stay in your comfort zone? Nowadays, it's called being in a tribe or a bubble, that people often just focus mainly on their own messages and things that people are sharing in these broader public forums that makes them feel more comfortable with what they already think. And also, do you avoid or are you uncomfortable spending time with different people involving those who think differently? Maybe they carry around different values or maybe different attitudes. And we're not talking about dysfunctional ones, we're just talking about different ones. And people with lower ego flexibility have a difficult time being in the company of people who are different from them, often viewing the differences as being reflective of deficiency, something I think I'll be talking about a little bit later. So these are a couple of the symptoms of low ego flexibility. We'll be talking about a few more after the break when we return. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
These are the sounds of a dinner that almost didn't happen. a dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people just like you and me. We're going to continue taking a look at some symptoms of lower ego flexibility as it affects our ability to grow our mind, the quality of our mind, with truth. Here is the third symptom. You lack a healthy skepticism for what you don't know, and you're not interested in getting to know it. People with lower ego flexibility lack this healthy ability to question what it is that they know, and there's no real interest in getting to know what they don't know. So here are some questions connected to that symptom. Do you find it difficult to second guess or rethink your thinking? Something that low ego flexibility individuals experience, this difficulty with second guessing or rethinking their thinking about things. These different areas involving values and attitudes, and even prejudices. Do you find it difficult to think outside of the box? You may have heard that phrase, outside of the box, thinking outside of the box, looking into new, different, maybe better ways of thinking about things. People owing to their, with lower ego flexibility, owing to their rigidity, to their inflexibility, are often uncomfortable looking at things from different ideas or different perspectives, different vantage points. They stay within what I would, I guess, call their comfort zone, which is, let's just think about things the way we're thinking about them already. Do you have difficulty understanding what it means to see the big picture? You know, the big picture means when you're able to take a lot more into consideration, not maybe everything, but a lot more in how you're looking at things, how you're thinking about things, how you understand truth. And for people with lower ego flexibility, they often get stuck in what I call the little picture. And the little picture can be quite limited. We're only seeing what we want to see, and we're avoiding or ignoring or we're oblivious to what we're not seeing because we're not seeking it, which is often the case for people with lower ego flexibility. Also, do you think it suggests a lack of intelligence or even stupidity for you to fail to know something? This is something for people with lower ego flexibility, an issue they often interpret any ignorance about something as reflective of being stupid, of stupidity, which it isn't. It's actually a healthy thing to recognize our ignorance, so to speak, on different areas or issues or things to seek out the information we need to learn, the truth we need to learn. Also, one more. Do you make use of fuzzy truth? Fuzzy truth is sort of like there are pieces of what I'm thinking that are, yeah, they're kind of right. They're kind of true. But there are pieces that are not true, but I'm not looking at them. I'm not considering them. And so you can see a lot of this in going on with people's understandings of global warming, you know, missing some of the truth connected to global warming by suggesting, well, these are just cycles and are just playing out over decades or even a century, but they're nothing significant. But actually, there are things changing out there that are not consistent with any of that. So that's one example. You could see it in the form of thinking about mask wearing and some of the fuzzy truth about mask wearing, which keeps people not wearing masks that endanger themselves and others. And also about the coronavirus and its transmittability and things like that. So these are the kinds of questions that tie in with this lacking a healthy skepticism. Does any of that sound familiar for you or somebody you know? I'm going to mention one more symptom before we start to talk about reflections of ego stupidity. Do you believe that you have the absolute truth about issues and you must get others to know it? People with lower ego flexibility often are so consumed with their version of truth that they feel compelled to get other people to know it. So do you think the truth you know should be known by everyone, that everybody has to come around or should come around to the way you look at things? Do you try to convert or convince others to come around to your way of thinking? So again, sometimes there's this need that I want to help people and I want them to understand what the real truth is, and they try to convert people. Does it make you uncomfortable to know that other people may have different ideas and beliefs? You know, just not being comfortable with other people having maybe different understandings and different values and beliefs and truths that I don't currently have. So this makes some people uncomfortable. And does it make you uncomfortable to be around them? Do you avoid these different people? So those are some questions. Does any of that sound familiar to you that have to do with this last symptom? We're now going to go ahead and take a look at reflections of ego stupidity when it's happening for people with lower ego flexibility, and it's impacting the ability to grow the quality of their mind. Some of these may seem odd or different or strange, but that's because you're not living in that energy. Unfortunately, for those with lower ego flexibility, it is leading them to engage in ego-rooted, non-reality-based thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that affect their ability to think more openly, more flexibly, and less rigidly. And it often leads them to conclude that the abnormal things that they think or feel or do are normal when they aren't. And just like the symptoms we were talking about, they become their abnormal normal, which they don't realize they're caught up in. But others often can, because they aren't looking at them through the same ego energy prism or filter that the low flexibility person is looking through to see what's happening. And these are intelligent, spiritual, imperfect, and mentally stable people, but they've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making, and it's due to their unhealthy lower ego flexibility energy. Unfortunately, they can remain stuck there until they heal the energy, leading them to those symptoms and ego stupidity we're talking about, which they can do with the use of ego medicine that consists of knowing what ego is and what it isn't, knowing that ego is an energy. It's actually our survival energy designed into our being, and that it has a diversity involving the ego power, flexibility, and vulnerability that affect the quality of the energy that we're living, but also understanding that ego does not have an intellect. It has no awareness of itself, and it has no awareness of you, and it has no awareness of God, because it lacks that intellect. Unfortunately, a lot of myths I've read in the media and different writings that talk about ego as if it has this awareness and understanding of itself, which it doesn't. And also understanding that ego doesn't have an intentional quality. It's not out to get your life or to damage your life or somebody else's life. It's not out to get God in any respect. So that's one of the pieces of ego medicine that one can learn to use to bring us more to the truth about ego. Also understanding or tuning into your ego energy, coming to know the amount of power, flexibility, and vulnerability going on in your energy, which is something that you don't do alone. I assist you through my books and my podcasts and my website. And also being able to replace ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs that we created, which are not connected to reality, and being able to replace them with those which are. And that's what the next phase or part of our program today will be focusing on, looking at ego stupidity. And here is the first one. Beliefs and truth are the same thing. This is something that people with lower ego flexibility often are thinking. Sometimes they don't even know they're thinking. But the idea is that beliefs and truth are the same thinking. And this ego stupidity can feed into additional ego stupidity, non-reality-based thinking, which includes there isn't any reason to question my beliefs because they aren't truth. They are truth, excuse me. So this is a non-reality-based thought suggesting that I don't need to question what I'm thinking. But we all do at times need to be able to do that and willing to do it in order to learn and grow as we go through our life. Also, another thought, ego stupidity related, is that there is an absolute version of human truth, and I know it or I own it. People think that they have the right way of looking at things, the right way of thinking about things, the right attitudes, the right values, even the right prejudices are the ways that people with low ego flexibility go about looking at things, which is non-reality based. Also, the next one is the only way your truth can be as good as mine is if it's the same. People, as I've said earlier, have this need to convert other people to their way of thinking about things or doing things. And as a result, they are getting caught up in a non-reality-based thought. And also, when your beliefs and opinions and values are different from mine, they are deficient and non-truth. This is probably one of the biggest things that's going on for people with lower ego flexibility, is the idea that when people think differently about things, when they value things in a different ways and so on, that this is reflective of deficiency in the way others are looking at things. But when your lower ego flexibility is starting to heal, you start to realize that beliefs and truths can be different, and that harm can be done in growing your mind by failing to recognize that difference. By failing to recognize that difference, you're actually harming yourself by doing that. But until then, when you're thinking that, and all of the rest of what I shared with you, when you're thinking that beliefs and truth are the same, that's your ego making you stupid. Now we're going to go to the next reflection, which is that I own the truth, something I referred to earlier. By ownership, meaning I have the correct truth. I have the right truth. I have the absolute truth. My truth is better than yours. My truth is the right truth, and yours is the wrong truth. These are the kind of thoughts, non-reality-based thoughts, that people with that energy get locked into. And as I said earlier, it may seem weird or unusual to think that, but you're not in that energy. That people who are in that energy go in that direction. And this is ego stupidity that often feeds into additional ego stupidity, including ideas that I must listen mainly or only to myself. People with lower ego flexibility are poor listeners in the sense that they think that they should only be listening to themselves, or mainly to themselves, or maybe other people who think like them, but mainly to themselves. And also, I must not listen to others who don't know the truth I know. So these people that have different values or beliefs or attitudes about things are people I need to avoid. I shouldn't pay attention to better understand them. And also, I can't learn anything from people who don't think like me. So this idea of learning new things and different things and maybe better things, they're sort of blocking themselves from that opportunity because this represents something that I think is beneath me or below me. It's deficient. I can't learn anything from those people who think differently. So when your ego flexibility is healing, you begin to realize that no one can own human truth. And that's because there are differences which exist in our humanity. And just as we are physically different, we're psychologically and mentally different in the human sense. And as a result, the notion that we all or anyone owns a version of human truth that applies for everyone is non-reality based. And we know that. But until that, when you're thinking that I own the truth, well, and all the other things that I shared with you, that's your ego making you stupid. And we're going to talk about one more reflection before we go on to ego insights. And that is that I must make sure that others know the truth I know. People with lower ego flexibility think they are in the position to be telling other people what their truth is and make sure that those other people come to know it, which is a non-reality-based thought because oftentimes they may not be thinking things that are actually truthful. They're much more arbitrary beliefs being affected by that ego flexibility energy that's going on within them. And this is ego stupidity that feeds into additional ego stupidity. For example, I have the right to force people to know and accept my views. People with lower ego flexibility, because they feel so strongly about their version of truth, feel that they need to take it on the road and make sure everybody else knows it and shares it. They can also be thinking, I am justified or in becoming angry or resentful or intolerant of those who refuse to accept my beliefs. A lot of this sense of being justified because I have the truth and you don't, and I need to make sure you know it. And also this notion of thinking that I can make their thinking identical to mine. It can become their way of looking at things, or my way of looking at things can become their way of looking at things. When your lower ego flexibility is healing, you begin to realize that everybody has a human truth that needs to be respected, and even if not agreed with. And it can be something that potentially can be learned from. But until then, when you're thinking that you need to make sure that others know the truth that you know, and all of the rest that I've shared with you here, well, that's your ego making you stupid. We're going to now go on to talk a little bit about insights before we go to our next break. These are some insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to difficulty growing the quality of your mind. These are insights intended to help you see more of your ego blindness and what ego is actually doing when it comes to difficulties growing your mind with truth and becoming more connected to reality. And here is the first one. Your lower ego flexibility voice or energy is preventing you from knowing the difference between beliefs and truths. And this is leaving no room for questioning your thoughts or beliefs or attitudes for signs of disconnection from reality. It's an energy that stops you from really being open-minded or rethinking and questioning what you need to rethink or question. And this is undermining your ability to grow your mind with truth in the light of knowing that there is often a difference between the truth. It's just sort of getting in the way of that process occurring, and also that you're lacking the healthy thirst to nurture your mind by seeking to fill it with truth as best as you can know it. So this, and I call it a thirst or a hunger to get to know more, better and different things than we already know. Well, this energy is getting in the way of your being able to experience that. When you awaken or are more ego conscious of yourself, you'll be able to see all of this. We're coming up on our next break. When we return, we'll continue to take a look at ego insights as well as spiritual wellness. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. We're going to continue taking a look at ego insights before we wind up today's program by looking at ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. So here is the next ego insight. Your lower ego flexibility voice is stopping you from realizing that you're only interested in listening to people who already agree with you. You want these particular people in your life often as a source of affirmation and validation for your truth. You enjoy what they agree, how they agree with you regarding your beliefs and your values and your attitudes. But on the other hand, you really don't want people who will challenge your mind to grow. People that may expose you to different things, better things, new things that could maybe have an impact on the way you think or believe or value, maybe having an impact on your attitude, because this experience is a way of, in a way, violating your thinking that you already know the truth. You only want more of your version of the truth to be given to you by people who are of a like-minded nature. In a way, you only want people who are safer and who will not confront your ideas or beliefs and values. But when you awaken and you're more ego conscious, you'll be able to see that all of this is taking place. The next insight, your lower ego flexibility voice is leading you into thinking you know everything rather than respecting the intelligence of your ignorance. There's a term I've been using, intelligent ignorance, this idea that when we can come to have an awareness of there are things we don't know that we need to learn, that we need to get to know. Unfortunately, this is something that people with lower ego flexibility often lack, this intelligent ignorance, as I refer to it. You don't know what you don't know, and you don't want to get to know it. People with lower ego flexibility are often stuck in this place. They don't know what they don't know, and they don't want to get to know it. In a way, this is making your mind static and you stagnant rather than being a more dynamic, ever-growing person that involving the mind that you have. And it can often lead you to overestimate your intellect, thinking that you are much more intelligent or smarter than maybe you actually are. Not that this is a competition of any sorts, but just the thinking that I am smarter than everybody because I know the truth and they don't starts to be a part of your awareness that you're living. It's often blocking you from learning and changing and removing what's in your mind in a way to up the quality. This is how we up the quality, by learning, by changing, by removing the things going on in our mind. Unfortunately, that is not happening for those with lower ego flexibility as often. Makes me think that it's important to realize that your brain's capacity to learn is limitless. Limitless. You could never learn more than your brain's capacity is to learn. And in a way, I think of this as a message from God saying, you're here to learn until you die. There is no end point, so don't act like there is. The next insight is your lower ego flexibility energy or voice is preventing you from realizing that there is no absolute human reality or a version of truth that everybody can agree on. There's no absolute human reality, but you don't realize that. You often act as if there is an absolute human reality that everybody can agree on. But in actuality, the best we can do is work to know and to understand and to respect differences that exist within other persons' realities. But when this is going on, it's leading you to discount or overlook the unique backgrounds that shape who we are. It's as if those become irrelevant or not important to you. It's leading you to miss that there can be a great deal of healthy living going on in this individuality, in the diversity of thinking that's taking place, and so on. It's leading you into a lot of intolerance or frustration and resentment when people are refusing to acquire your version of reality that you see as being absolute. And it's causing you to live in the illusion of something which just doesn't exist. You know, the absolute human reality doesn't exist because we all come from these different times and places and events and experiences that really make us different than any other person who has ever lived and who will ever live. I'm going to share one more insight. Your lower ego flexibility voice has stopped you from realizing the unhealthiness and the disrespect you're showing to that differentness and the individuality of others. There's often a lot of disrespect and unhealthiness being exhibited on the part of the lower ego flexibility person because of having not come around to the idea that we all have a distinct, different human experience that shapes the way we look at things and shapes the reality we are, the truths and beliefs and values that we know. It's preventing you from realizing how you're violating their truth in the name of your supposedly greater truth and how you're desensitized to your unrecognized violation of others, the way you may interact with them, the way you may push them away or reject them because they simply think differently than you do. It's preventing you from realizing how your conviction can often be leading you on a misguided journey to convert others to your truth, a truth which doesn't exist for everyone. You know, when I was thinking about this insight, colonialism came up in my thoughts and how in the name of a better way of life, people venture forth from their homeland to other places, often involving indigenous populations, and how they often rain down upon these individuals. A lot of misery, a pain and suffering, all in the name of supposedly bringing them around to a better truth about how life should be lived when they were doing just fine as they were. When you awaken or are more ego-conscious, you'll be able to see all of this. Today, I've just shared some of the symptoms and the reflections of ego stupidity and insights involving ego's voice, but there are many more available in my book, It's Your Ego Stupid, and that is available as a free download on the homepage of my website, egoandspirit.info. During the last part of our program today, we're going to take a look at how lower ego flexibility can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to growing the quality of our mind. Here we're taking a look at ego's impact on the connection to the divinity within our humanity, the God within each of our being, which was one of the divine gifts that we've all been given. This is the lessening of our spiritual wellness, which involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds, when ego is getting in the way of growing the quality of our mind. And each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. And here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with lower ego flexibility. And we'll get started with being the love God is. People with lower ego flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well and growing the quality of their mind when they're failing to embrace the gift of the mind of others. with unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love. Your divinity doesn't involve gaining distance from growing your mind by failing to get to know the mind and truths of others, even if you disagree with them. When your lower flexibility affects the conditions under which you're willing to grow your mind with ideas and beliefs and values that can be learned from others, meaning they have to be like yours, you're not being the unconditional love God is. And when your lower flexibility is leading you to fail to get to know the mind and truth of others, even if you disagree with them, you're not being the connective love God is. And when your lower flexibility is burdening you with distancing and disowning their mind and truth, you're not being the unburdened love God is. And also, when your lower flexibility is limiting the use of your mind towards growing it with truth that can be learned from others, you're not being the unlimited love God is. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and less spiritually well. Next, we'll talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the life God is. People with lower flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well when they're dishonoring and disrespecting the ability to grow their mind with truth from others. Your divinity welcomes the growth of your mind from others as well as from yourself, who are truly intending to serve you with honor and respect. When your lower flexibility is leading you to dishonor and disrespect the potential of their mind to grow yours, you're not being the life God is. And when your lower ego flexibility is leading you to see yourself as more entitled to grow their mind than they are yours, you're not being the life God is. And when your lower flexibility is leading you to disrespectfully attack their thoughts, beliefs, and values and attitudes, you're not being the life God is. And also, when your lower flexibility is leading you to neglect and ignore their thoughts in favor of yours, you're not being the life God is. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, and you're less spiritually well. Last, we're going to look at being the energy God is and ego's impact on it. This involves being able to access healing and transformative energy designed into your being to naturally occur when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that's 3 million years in the making, just as all of the other wondrous things that we have been endowed with due to the wisdom of the ages and evolution. A capacity rooted in our common source, be it known by you as God, Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, Great Spirit, or another I've failed to mention. People with lower ego flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well when failing to grow the quality of their mind towards coming to know human and divine truth. Your divinity involves healing and transformation in which growing the quality of your mind from without as well as from within is being welcomed by you, including areas where there is needed growth. It involves healing and transformation in which you're taking responsibility for growing the quality of your mind with truth and understanding from wherever and from whomever it can be found. When lower ego flexibility is leading you to fail to take this responsibility by growing it from without, you're not being the energy God is. When lower ego flexibility is leading you to build your truth solely on your truth and only those who share it, you're not being the energy God is. And when your lower ego flexibility is leading to your failure to question the false truths you have formed from relying only on your mind and those of a similar nature, you're not being the energy God is. And also, When lower ego flexibility is blocking your ability to build and live your truth by welcoming what others have to offer to you, you're not being the energy God is. When all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, please know that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. And this is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and so much easier when we can remove that obstacle with ego medicine. As we leave our focus on lower ego flexibility and difficulty growing the quality of your mind, give some thought to the symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact that I've shared with you. I hope what I've shared with you today will serve as a dose of ego medicine. And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. I end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and to shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual. You are already. You're a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.